Composer Julie Wolfe grew up in Montgomeryville. That's about 30 miles beyond Philadelphia.
Not quite a suburb, really, further out than that. So it's like that little main street and the bowling alley and the whole thing. Down this long country road, Vilsmeyer Road, at the very end of it was Route 309. And I would always turn right. So you turn right onto 309, that's south, and you head into Philadelphia. And I rarely turned left. And I thought, well, what's left? You know, what's up that way?
Up that way, north on Route 309, is coal country. That's where Wolf has spent a lot of time the last couple years gathering material for her new composition called Anthracite Fields. The choral work is based on interviews with descendants of coal miners, descriptions of life in company towns, and historic documents. The first movement is a list of the dead.
So I found this index, Pennsylvania Coal Mining Accident Index, from 1890, I think, something to 1916. And it's sadly long, a really long, long name, list of names. I just picked out the Johns and one-syllable names in alphabetical order. So you've got, like, John Ash, John Ayers, John Bain, John Bates.
You're hearing the Mendelssohn Club rehearsing the piece inside the Episcopal Cathedral in West Philadelphia.
The one-syllable names are very clear, and you can get a rhythm out of the single syllable. At the very end of the piece, I go to these multisyllabic names that are Massimino Santiarelli and Ezekiel Zamacone, and I mean, these just, a lot of the Italian names, of course, are fantastic, but so are the Eastern European names, Sladovich and names like that. And so to start singing these names is very emotional.
For this rehearsal, the Mendelssohn Club is accompanied only by a piano, but the piece was written for a small orchestra. This weekend's premiere will feature the Bang on a Can All-Stars, which is a new music ensemble from New York City. In this movement, the different sections of the choir layer over one another phrases about heat, pressure, and geological time.
That area in Pennsylvania is really unique. This anthracite coal is like the diamond of coal, so it's super clean, well, as clean as coal can be, let's put it that way, and very efficient, and it basically fueled the nation. So we're all living in, you know, comfort because of the work that this group of people did, and it's not meant to be heavy-handed, but it's not just them over there digging that coal, it's us, you know, and I wanted to get that point across. So there's that kind of arch that we begin with the coal in the ground and we end with, well, who are we today?
For the composition, Wolf used phrases from a speech by union organizer John L. Lewis. He argued that America owes protection to coal miners and security to their families if they're killed. One of the movements is called Breaker Boys. It's about the children hired by coal companies to sort coal from broken rock. Julie Wolfe comes from the world of new music, pushing minimalism into sonic extremes. So the piece is unapologetically avant-garde.
I really wonder how the people who I interviewed are going to hear this. Like, what? Is this going to sound totally crazy to them? I'm in this strange place where I'm writing things that are outside the box. I'm trying to take music someplace new. And so it's this weird melding of being close to home and going somewhere you've never been before.
Anthracite Fields will be performed 4 times this weekend by the Mendelssohn Club. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.